I praise cause you're faithful, praise cause you're true, praise cause there's nobody greater than you. I praise cause you're sovereign, praise cause you reign, praise cause you rose and defeated the grave. I praise cause you're faithful, praise cause you're true, praise cause there's nobody greater than you. I praise cause you're sovereign, praise cause you reign, praise cause you rose and defeated the grave. I praise cause you're faithful, praise cause you're true, praise cause there's nobody greater than you.
Welcome to youth class during Youth Week 2025. Echo. You might need to mute my effects. Echo. There we go. Nope, not yet. All right, I'll keep going. So, welcome to Youth Week 2025. It's kind of when the youth take over and we've got a week full of events. And one of those events is going to be, we're going to be having a youth speaking during Sunday school.
Yeah.
All right. Which is awesome. But before we get to that, just like we do every week in youth class, we recap what the previous week was. So, and this is including all elder youth, which is everyone who's beyond 12th grade. So what was talked about, and those who are still in youth, what was talked about last week? Okay, we got time. Oh, I heard bridegroom. Yes? Something about the bridegroom? What? 10 virgins? Oil in your lamp? Very good. Youth, what did Sister Jessica talk about last week? Do what? Yes, she did talk about that last week during main service. What did she talk about last week during youth service or youth class? That's a cheating answer. Luther. Very good. Yeah, making sure we have enough oil in our lives. Awesome. Good recap. So, without much further ado, We'll stand and pray, because that's what we do in youth class. We pray. And then after the prayer request, or after we pray, we're going to be having Luther George, our incoming senior, bringing forth the word of the Lord. All right, let's all pray. Lord Jesus, we are so thankful to gather together in your church. Lord God, I pray that you would touch Luther, anoint him with courage and boldness to bring forth your word, that the word would sit deep into our hearts and would germinate and would grow, and that we would not leave this place the same, but we would leave changed. In Jesus' name, amen. Luther George.
Okay, so today I'm going to talk about heaven to gain. I'm just going to jump straight in. As I grow older, I notice the urge more and more to travel. Whether it's out of Dane County or across the world, I would draw plans to go places. Most recently, the top five most traveled places consists of Paris, Bangkok, Istanbul, London, and Tokyo. These places consist of some beautiful sights, but there is one place so beautiful that a picture has never been taken of it. It's so peaceful that the words fail to describe how perfect it is. But no one goes there for a vacation, but instead they stay there. Of course, I'm talking about heaven. Revelations 21, 1 through 5. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard the loud voice of heaven saying, "Behold, the temple, or the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away." Then he sat on the throne, said, "Behold, I make all things new." And he said to me, write for these words are true and faithful. Today, we will scratch the surface of what the Bible reveals to us about that place where the street is paved with gold and the 12 gates are each carved from a single pearl. We will discover most of what we know is owed to a decision made by a man in exile to praise the Lord despite his circumstances. We will consider what makes heaven so heavenly. More than simply an architectural masterpiece of God's majesty, heaven will be more wonderful than the human's mind can comprehend. Because Jesus reigns there, and because of what does not allow inside the walls of protection, I can't wait to live in a city with zero crime, zero sin, and zero condemnation. A place where we all will praise the Lord for eternity, with full assurance that we will be with him always. The definition of responsibility is the opportunity or ability to act independently and make decisions without authorization. Another way to think about the word responsibility is to view it as a combination of two words, response and ability. We are responsible when we accept the fact that we are the only ones in control of our response to the events of our lives. Let's consider how the definition relates to someone in the Bible. Genesis 4, 3 through 7. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering to the fruit, offering to God of the fruit in the ground. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his contents fell. So the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you so angry? And why has your contents fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door. And its desire is for you, but you should rule over it." Notice how God identified Cain's opportunity to choose how he responded. God knew Cain was angry about his brother's offering being accepted and explained Cain's choices. Unfortunately, Cain did not exercise his ability to control his response and committed the first murder in human history. Cain's example reveals someone who did not properly exercise his God-given right ability to choose the right response. However, don't become discouraged and think that this happens in every life. We begin by examining the response of the last remaining apostle, several decades after the resurrection, resulting in the book of Revelations. History informs us John was the only disciple who remained faithful to the Lord and yet escaped a martyr's death. We should never let the fact minimize the instance persecution he faced for the name of Jesus, or prosecution. There you go. The Roman Emperor Domitian ordered for John to be boiled to death in oil, and the Lord miraculously protected him in a similar fashion to the Hebrews who refused to worship Nebuchadnezzar. John was banished to the Isle of Patmos and left there to die. Separated from family, friends, and church, it would have been very easy for John to call it quits and wait for the inevitable. He had lived an exciting life. He would go down in history as best friends with the man, Christ Jesus. The rocky terrain of Patmos was not a luxurious yacht, but who could John, if he simply allowed his days to play out by walking down memory lane and wallowing in self-pity? But that's not what John did. He did not have a smartphone, or he probably didn't even have a calendar, but he was aware enough of the time to know when it was the one day of the week to set aside a day dedicated to worshiping God. Somehow, without a choir or without the promise of fellowship dinner at service, John still managed to get lost in the presence of the Lord. You can see John had responded to God even in the circumstances he was in. His situation did not dictate the worship and praise. He didn't let the world dictate his praise. You can let the enemy dictate your prayer life, but John did not do that. It doesn't matter whether it's a Friday night prayer or it's the last night at NAYC. Your prayer should always, always be fully towards God. Let me get back to where I was. Okay. God rewarded him with a vision of the future that still fascinates and blesses us today. Revelations 1, verse 10 through 11. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and last. And you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus, Samaria, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. I might mess that up. John's vision included a glimpse of heaven. He glimpsed the throne room and the angels who showered the Lord with 24/7 worship. He witnessed the destruction of the false religious systems being formed in our world today, as we see. The Antichrist and the false prophet cast into the hell for eternity. He heard the sound of the redeemed multitude of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. But first he saw Jesus. His facial features were certainly familiar for John, had walked with the Messiah for years. But now he saw Jesus as he really is. One glimpse at the Lord in his glory caused John to fall out at his feet. The Lord identified himself as the one that liveth and was dead, but is now alive forevermore. And he has the keys of hell and death. He then explained what John would be shown and what he was to do with the information. Revelations 1:19, write the things which thou hast seen, and the things that which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. This verse clearly identifies that we will find in the book of Revelations and help us to understand it. Among the numerous prophecies concerning the events leading up to the return of Jesus for his bride, we find fascinating descriptions of the place we call heaven. Heaven will be a beautiful, adored with precious stones, metals, and gems, overflowing with brilliant colors. The streets will be paved with gold, enough to resemble glass. The foundation will be built off of precious gems, and the walls fashioned with jasper, and each of the 12 gates cut from one beautiful pearl. The best way John could describe heaven, or New Jerusalem, as he called it, was as a bride adorned for her husband. It will be beautiful, pure, holy, and perfect for God. God is heaven's architect and builder. John not only described what he saw in our future eternal home, but he also inspired us by explaining what he did not see in our world. We struggle with the pain, the sorrow, and hatred, racism, violence, all poison fruit of sin. And people are disappointed, discouraged, rejected, abandoned, and betrayed. We have all been lied to, lied on, or deceived. We all know those who have battled with disease, financial struggles, relationships, and addictions of all kinds. None of those issues will exist in heaven. Our eternal home will be completely void of the struggles we face on this world. You could say heaven will be so heavenly due to what will not be there. In heaven, Jesus will reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Because he has already defeated death and hell and the grave, we will live in place where his perfect will is always performed. The purpose of our creation will be fulfilled to the fullest. With so many wonders available to us in the next life, we would be foolish to comprehend what the Bible, tells us, and yet decide we are not interested at all. We run into struggles when we take our eyes off the eternal reward and focus on temporary struggles in life. Sometimes we need to be reminded this is as bad as it gets. We have heaven to gain, and if we simply fight for the good fight of faith and endure till the end and live every day by the grace of God with eternity in view, we must be willing to face facts that are not very pleasant to admit. Bad things do happen to godly people. The wicked often seem to prosper, even though we believe they desire immediate punishment for their views or for their ways. God offers us grace to follow him, but we must consecrate ourselves to Jesus Christ and make a firm choice to follow him wholeheartedly. Keep your eyes on heaven. Hear and heed Paul's admission in his letter to the church of Colossus. Colossians 3:2, set your affection on the things above, not on the things of this earth. When we live with our focus on the eternal reward of heaven, it matters much less who receives praise on this earth. What has often been said about money is true. You cannot take it with you. The same is true about recognition and possession. We should follow the admissions in Scripture to do our best at all we do for the glory of God. But we must keep God and His will at the center stage of our lives. To do the extent we are able, we should praise Him in the life in a similar fashion to how we praise Him in certainty or eternity. Our physical bodies get tired, our voices wear out now, but one day we will never grow weary, and we will never slow again. This life is spiritual basic training, and we will overcome our difficulties so much more effectively if we do not place a higher importance on temporal concerns. We never want to root ourselves so deep in this life that we are not ready for our feet to leave this ground after the final trumpet. C.S. Willis said it well. If you read history, you'll find that Christians who did most for the present world were precisely those who thought most of the next. May that be our testimony. That's it.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Luther, for bringing forth the word of the Lord. All right. We've got like a minute for a quick recap, which is, again, something we do in youth class. So what did y'all get from Luther's teaching? Ryan says, be not of this world, be of the next world, having a goal in mind of what we're doing. Amen. What else? This is youth week. I'm depending on the youth. Ooh, very good. Yeah, no matter if you're on the island of Patmos or NAYC 2025, your prayer should always be towards God. Very good. How about this quiet section over here? Everything here is temporal. Yep, very good. Awesome. So let's all stand. We close in prayer. That's how we close out our youth classes. And a youth will typically close in prayer. So I need one really brave youth to raise their... We got one. Roberto, go ahead and close us in prayer. Thank you, Roberto. So now you're thinking, what are we going to do with an extra 15 minutes? Are we going to run down to quick? You can all be seated. Are we going to run down to Quick Trip? No, we're not. We are once more going to have an opportunity to give to Move the Mission. Move the Mission provides vehicles for missionaries. Some of it stays within here within the state to provide stuff, funding for like youth camp and winter youth convention and stuff like that. So our fundraiser this year, if you all remember, we had four buckets out there. It was Abby and I, the Repkas, the Powells, Clayton, and the Sandins, or Peter with two pies. And we don't have a drum roll, so I need y'all to pound on your legs. The winner was the Repkas! Yeah! Sarah, where is Justin? Where is Justin? Oh, I figured he ran away. All right, so I have people to help me. Jamin, do you want to bring the thrones? And then Abby, do you want to go grab the good stuff? Sarah, would you like to meet me up here on the platform? Somebody go find Justin. Somebody call him. He needs to be in here. Jamin should take his place. All right, so here's what we're doing. Like I said, we got one last chance to give to Move the Mission. And what we're going to do is we are going to auction off who wants to pie Sarah and Justin. We're going to do this individually. Sarah is up here right now because her knight in shining armor has ran away. We can do one at a time. We can do one at a time. There's literally no Justin here right now. So, I happen... Somebody call him. Get him in here. He's coming? All right, okay. Sarah, would you like to go first, or would you... You would love to. I don't feel like that's true, but I'll believe you. All right, so I happen to know someone snuck in a last-minute bid. So the bidding for pieing Sarah starts at $20. Who would give 20? Oh, how much? 21. Luther wants 21. 22. 23. Oh, Jenna's got it with 23. 25 for Aurora. We got 30. Yeah! So let's keep this in mind. We're bidding for Sarah right now. Justin, you can bid too as well if you want. You can bid to hit Sarah. All right, so what did I hear? What's the most recent bid? 50. 50 for Move the Mission, pieing Sarah. Do we got anyone who's competing? Oh, we got 100 over here in the corner to put a pie in Sarah's face. 105. Do I see any hands, any takers for 105? We got a 120. 120. Ethan, what was that? I'm sorry, 200? 250. All right. So we have 120 on the table right now. 125. Jenna, do you have a mission or something? Oh, yeah. Oh, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm feeling it. 125. We got a 200 right now, and it's not from Ethan. We got 200 to give Sarah Repka a pie. Going once. Going twice. Sister Jessica Rivas, would you like to meet me on the platform? Amara, you might need to capture this for our social medias. You might need to get up here. We need a video or something. Multiple angles, sky cam. No, seat of honor. Vehicles for missionaries, Sarah. We only have one can of shaving cream. It is shaving cream. No, we don't want a sticky mess. We want a gooey mess. All right, I'm going to get back. I'm going to get out of the way. Hold on, wait. All right, somebody make that. Oh, and Sarah was spared. The mission was moved, and mercy was given. We are in church. Mercy should be a thing. All right, Justin, in the seat. In the seat. There's a can left. All right. Justin's getting two pies. That was not the agreed upon terms. That's the thing. That is not the agreed upon terms. Two auctions. We'll see. So, who wants to? I'm going to start the bidding out at $50. $50. What do you got? 55. 56. Luther, we can try $5 intervals. We got 60. We got 70, 80, 85 from Ryan. We got 100 from Ethan, 105 from Ryan, 110 from Ethan. I have selective hearing. What do we got? We got 110. 120. We got 120 from Jamin on the platform. We got 130 from Ethan. 130. Anyone else got anything? 130. Going once, going twice. Ethan Churchill, will you please meet me up here on the platform? Who? Kenley, will you please meet me up here on the platform? Does Jamin have two pans? Okay. I mean, looking at Justin, he needs a little bit of shaving cream. Let's not gonna lie. That's it? You're only holding that with one hand? How much, Jamin, how much can do you have left? All right. So now, Brother Peter, are you up here?
You know, I feel like there's a lot of people that still want to donate. I really do. And but I think we'd get more money if we put Jordan in the chair. I think Sister Jessica gave us a gift. We have extra shaving cream now. There's still a lot in here. I'm not going to use it. 200 for Jordan. Come on, let's move that mission. Come on, do I hear 250? 210? 200, that might be it. What do you got? 300. I got 300, Josh. 300. We're going to move a mission this morning. Are you raising your hand? Look at this. She's waving back here. Was that 400? No. 300. Anybody else? 310. 301. Do I got a 301? No. What do you got? 400. We are moving a mission. We won't have a hairnet for you. 400. Hey, Dan, perfect timing. We're at 400. Do you want in on this? No. 400. Do I hear 410? 500. Any other number? We're moving a mission this morning. We still have time. We don't even got to go get our kids for 6-7 minutes. We can really focus this morning. We can raise some money. Well, hold on. Let me just see something here. I'm just curious. We got to get some. Oh, there's still a good amount here. Hold on. How does this work? Does anybody use this stuff? Oh, this is good. 400. I'm at 400. Does anybody want to go higher than 400? Maybe 450? This is going to move the mission. This isn't going to the church. We're not going to see any of it here. It goes to help out missionaries with their vehicles. So I think some people get planes. Some people get cars. Yep. It's still coming out. Does anybody want to go more? 401? Oh. Hold on. I just need to do some marriage counseling here. Has that been approved?
Yes.
So you're going to be doing the creaming for 401. It's getting gooier, the bottom of the can. He's going to bid 401. The youth is saying deny.
Can we vote on this?
Okay, let's vote. I agree. That's great. Youth only. It is youth week. Youth. Do we vote yes that Jordan still gets to get pied, even if he votes? So let it be written. Whoa. Yeah. We'll beat him. There we go. Oh, so you're saying everybody's going to give their amount? Is everybody down to give their amount and we'll pick a youth to do it? Okay. Hairnet comes off and we get all the donations. We get two, three, four. That's $900. $900, and you can still give your dollar, okay? But the hairnet comes off. Yeah. No. We'll save him from that. Okay, do you guys have a preference, Marv, Josh, or Sister Rivas, on which youth is a part of this? You guys, no? Kenley, he did so good last time. He's outgoing. You know, I think this is a good move. Because as Jordan said, you're not in the youth anymore after this, so you got nothing to lose. Okay, hold on. We need a good camera. You got the slow-mo on? Do we have, like, the slow-mo on the iPhone or whatever? No dodging. No dodging. Okay, you got a camera. Do you need to get closer with this camera? This is going to go on the Instagram, right? The Insta-Snapchat thing? Talk? Insta-talk? Okay, are you close? You're going to get this slow motion? Okay, here we go. Oh, there's shaving cream everywhere. Okay, I'm going to get out of the way so you can see it. For $900. Oh, yes! Well done, Kenley. Oh, let's get your... That was worth every penny, right? Let's give Jordan a hand, folks. That's why the Bible says you got to be instant in season and out of season. Just got to be ready to do God's will. But seriously, though, what do you need? You need some moose? Yeah. Or just get the Bic and just start going at it. But in all seriousness, don't we have an awesome youth leader in this church? That's right. Come on, let's stand up and give him a hand. Woo! Praise God. Well, this has been fun. And we already prayed to end the service. And I just want to say, Luther, phenomenal job, man. Phenomenal job. I talk to Luther from time to time. He's always writing stuff down. He'll be like praying or reading the Bible. He's always writing it down. Don't stop that. That's awesome. You're going to write down a lot of bad stuff and a lot of good stuff. Just write it down, okay? God's speaking to you through that. So encourage everybody to do the same. So God bless you. Our next service starts in about 15 minutes. You can go pick up your kids in 3 or 4 minutes. And the 11 o'clock service, the youth is doing everything, and Brother Jordan is speaking. So if his hair looks different, let's not make fun of him. Praise God.